אז אנחנו קוראים מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, 389.
So, we are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. We are continuing from item 15.
Yes.
Item 15. Now, we can understand the words of Hillel HaNasi to the proselyte, that the essence of the Torah is love your friend as yourself. And the remaining 612 mitzvot are but an interpretation and preparation for it. And even the mitzvot between man and the Creator are regarded as a preparation for that mitzvah, which is the final aim emerging from the Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel, which is the cleansing of the body until one acquires a second nature, defined as love for others, meaning the one mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately obtains dvikut with him. But one must not wonder why it was not defined in the words, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. He did this for the above reason, that indeed, with respect to a person who is still within the nature of creation, there's no difference between the love of the Creator and the love of his fellow person. For anything that is from another is unreal to him. And because that proselyte asked of Hillel HaNasi to explain to him the desired outcome of the Torah, so his goal would be near, and he would not have to walk a long way, as he said, "Teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg." He defined it for him as love of his friend, since its aim is nearer and is revealed faster. Since it's a mistake proof, it is mistake proof and is demanding.
Read it again, Dudi.
Again, item 15. Now we can understand the words of Hillel HaNasi to the proselyte, that the essence of the Torah is love your friend as yourself. And the remaining 612 mitzvot are but an interpretation and preparation for it.
Which means that there is nothing in the Torah besides advice for how to reach love your friend as yourself. That this is actually what all the laws of nature and the whole of nature and the Creator, because Elohim, God in Gematria, is nature. He is actually nature, all of it. It is all aimed only in order to bring the created beings closer, because we are all in our egoistic desire, in mutual rejection to each other, to bring them to nearing and to adhesion. Yes.
And
even the mitzvot between man and the Creator are regarded as a preparation for that mitzvah, which is the final aim emerging from the Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel, which is the cleansing of the body until one acquires a second nature, defined as love for others. Meaning, the one mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately obtains dvikut with him.
I was asked yesterday also, even, why does it say, nevertheless, Israel? Israel means those who yearn to reach connection, adhesion, the revelation of the purpose of creation. They are called Yashar Kel. Yashar means direct, and Kel is the Creator. So one who is aimed to reach this force, this revelation, They are called Yashar Kel, and this is why the Torah was given to them, as seemingly, meaning if you want to advance towards discovering the upper force, the center of nature, then you are called Israel, Israel, and you can do it because you were given this commandment, this directive. This means called love your friend as yourself. And otherwise, it is impossible to reach it, to reach this goal. You won't be able to reach the revelation of the Creator unless if it is through the love of people to the love of the Creator, as we call it. Only through this stage will you reach connection, which is clear, certain, tight with others. The love of the Creator, a connection with the Creator, is revealed only inside of your connection to the created beings. There you meet the Creator. Yes?
But one must not wonder why it was not defined in the words, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. He did this for the above reason, that indeed, with respect to a person who is still within the nature of creation, there's no difference between the love of the Creator and the love of his fellow person. For anything that is from another is unreal to him. And because that proselyte asked of Hillel Nasi to explain to him the desired outcome of the Torah, so his goal would be near, and he would not have to walk a long way. As he said, teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He defined it for him as love of his friend, since its aim is nearer and is revealed faster, since it is mistake-proof and is demanding.
If a person knows precisely that the way is to love of people, to the love of friends, then it won't give him the possibility to turn himself to all kinds of directions, philosophical ones, but rather for certain he has this before him as the great problem that he has to reach love with the friends inside of the group. It's not expressed by some external form, maybe, but rather in an inner disposition. That this is how we need to feel, each one of us inside of himself, that connection with the friends in order to attain the Creator, because this is where we achieve that same degree of connection with the Creator. This is actually our direction. Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie. La domanda è qual è l'equilibrio che ognuno di noi deve avere in relazione a i rapporti con gli altri al di fuori del cammino, perché io mi sono molto sensibile a alla connessione e quindi di conseguenza.
What about the translation?
What is the balancing point with a relationship with people who are not on the path? I feel it's something very sensitive to me. How do we relate to others who are not on the path? What's the balance?
I need to be with them simply as an ordinary, courteous person, one who doesn't cause, doesn't harm anyone else. I seemingly do not relate to them. I do not relate to them. I don't want to say that I relate to them like animals, because God forbid you will think that I'm being proud and I see myself as higher than them, but I simply feel towards them only a nice, good attitude. It's not that I yearn to come closer to them. If they are not in the same connection, if they're not in the same disposition with me, in the same group, in the same organization, then I have no relation to them, besides that I want to and I have to I'm obligated to nevertheless help them understand where is the purpose of life. But besides that, no. Besides that, I don't owe them anything. To publicize the purpose of creation, the knowledge of creation, the knowledge of the Creator, that, yes. But to relate to them as to my friends in the group, that we are together on the path, all of us together, or my tent. No, I cannot relate to them this way, and I should not relate like that to all the people in the world. Okay?
Yes, grazie.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, ata egdarta Yashar El keotam.
Rav, you defined straight to the Creator Yashar El as those who are aiming for adhesion with the Creator. There are many people in the world that think they are aiming for adhesion with the Creator.
I don't have them in mind. The fact that each one has his method, that's his business.
Right, so I'm asking if you can better clarify the definition for Yashar El. Because he said it's those who are aimed at adhesion with the Creator.
Adhesion with the Creator is according to equivalence of form. We talked about it thousands of times, that it is as the Creator is good and doing good and to the bad, as the Creator is revealed in the connection between us, if we intend towards connection with us, and in that mutual connection we intend to rise above our ego, and there to get to know that point of connection, then from that point of connection onward, we start to know the Creator.
People that have this awakening of the inclination straight to the Creator, they're aiming for equivalence of form?
Well, not immediately, they have to scrutinize it.
But it's a tendency that exists in them.
In them? Who do you mean?
I'm asking about people in whom a tendency awakened, which you call straight to the Creator, Yashar El. Is it people who are inclined towards equivalence of form?
Maybe you're asking about it without any material, without any basis. How can I know whom you're talking about?
How do you define people who belong to Yashar El? How do you determine that?
I don't determine it. They need to determine it for themselves if they want to advance, if they have such a disposition. It all happens according to the inner disposition in the heart. If a person yearns to reach the source of creation, the foundation of creation, then he begins to search for it and to come closer to it by what? The upper providence brings him already to a group. The Creator takes man's hand and it puts it on the good faith, and he says, take that. And then we begin to build the group, and inside of the group we start to attain the upper force, the connection with him, and this is how we advance. You are seemingly flying in the air, asking about something, someone. That's not... you can't determine anything this way.
Santiago.
Amado Rab, en primer lugar, muchas gracias. Tenemos una pregunta de la decena.
Thank you. We have a question from the 10. How can I verify the progress of friends in the 10 towards connection and adhesion in relation to the study material in the lesson and all the actions?
the more I appreciate the connection between us over the forces that try to separate between us, so much so that there are times when we are in disconnection between us, just like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill each other, and also that we make efforts and we do want to connect between us towards the goal in order to attain the Creator, not for the purpose of any other goal. So it turns out that in those states, one opposite the other, I can measure how much we are advancing truly to the truth, towards the true form, so that we will have great coarseness also, but also great refinement. These are the indications, the measures of the spiritual vessel. Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Рав. А вот с точки зрения возлюби ближнего.
Thank you, Rav. From the perspective of love your friend as yourself, can we say that egoism is the matter, the substance that we do this work with?
Yes, of course. Our ego is all our material that we work with. Yes.
Zichron 2.
Zichron 2.
Shalom Rav, Shalom Kli.
Hello Rav, hello Kli. It says here in this excerpt, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. And he says, this is because of the rule of love your friend as yourself, because a person who is inside the nature of creation, this is, he's still in, within the nature of creation. What does it mean, he's still within the nature of creation? And he adds here that the love of the Creator and the love of friends is one and the same. I'm not sure I understand this paragraph correctly.
We have to work on loving the created beings, see how much it's not in our nature, but the other way around. And that's because it's a direct result of the shattering of the Kli of Adam HaRishon. And we mustn't forget that, that the more I discover hatred, rejection, distance between me and the friends, and yet I understand that the correction is in connecting between us, then I put in front of me a condition that comes from nature itself, from the Creator, that I gave you this difference, distance, shattering between you and the friends, and you have to cling to them so much so that there will be no difference between you as one man and one heart. This thing is impossible in our understanding, in our mind, in our essence. But the Creator can do it, and this is called a miracle. A miracle. What is the miracle of the Exodus? That we exit the separation between us, where we are completely cut off from each other, distant from each other, and we emerge into a state where it is possible to make the connection happen. We go through what's called the Red Sea. There's no longer this border that separates us, and we enter stages and states where we can come closer and feel that we are in a common space. And in getting closer between us, we achieve that condition where the upper force is revealed, and we come back to the same system called Adam. And then the more we get closer to being Adam in that system of connection between us, we discover what is called the soul of Adam HaRishon and the Creator that fills it. The inner light that fills the Kli is called the Creator, and the Kli itself is called Adam, similar to the Creator. The vessel and the light become similar. The vessel is a will to receive, but with an intention to bestow, it is similar to the nature of the light that fills it in order to bestow.
Love the Lord your God.
Yes, yes, yes. That's already the end of the corrections. Well said. Yes, Dudi.
What exactly is this common space you talked about where we're not yet able to connect, but this is the place where we have to start to connect? And seemingly there is this thing that is...
That is outside Egypt.
What is that place, that state?
That place is getting closer to the land of Israel, to a desire that is completely aimed towards the Creator, straight to the Creator, and it can be corrected. So Egypt is the overt ego, the ego that can't be corrected. That's why there's a commandment to never go back to Egypt, which means to the will to receive in order to receive, in its raw form. But the whole process we go through from the Exodus onwards, these are corrections bringing us closer to the intention to bestow, which is called the land of Israel.
And what ties between us in that state? Because we're not connected yet. We did not receive the Torah yet.
Everything is a single desire, but in that will to receive, there are stages. Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shorish. Then that's how we advance. That's it? All right. I guess we'll continue.
Item 16. In the above words, we find a way to understand what we learned above the contents of that mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. How the Torah compels us to do something that cannot be done. Indeed, know that for this reason the Torah was not given to our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but was held until the Exodus from Egypt, when they came out and became a complete nation of 600,000 men of 20 years of age or more. For then, each member of the nation was asked if he agreed to that exalted work.
Meaning that we have to go from a will to receive in order to receive, completely opposite to the Creator, according to the intention to receive, according to the desire, we are not detached from the Creator, we're not opposite to the Creator. The desire is a desire, that's how we were created. But the intention being in order to receive, that's a problem. How am I using the desire the Creator created in me? And here, I have to see how this intention, in fact, pushes me away from the Creator. We also see it from our life, that we measure everything by intentions. What do you intend for? What do you want? Meaning, most important is man's intention. How does he want to use anything in life? And so the main thing is correcting the intention. So, because in the general kli of Adam Rishon, in the desire created by the Creator, there are different levels of desire, Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, root 1, 2, 3, 4. And in order to make it possible for each and every desire to correct itself and achieve a correction resembling the Creator. So all these desires, in order for them to have equal opportunity to reach the Creator, there was a shattering made between them, which means each desire is incorporated with all the other desires. And even those who have a deep, heavy great will to receive, they're incorporated with lighter desires and the other way around. Those with lighter desires are incorporated with heavier, coarser desires. And so after the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon and this mixture that happens by over thousands of years, which implies many actions that humanity has to go through, and it ultimately shapes up towards a single education, a single culture, single set of problems, beginning to better understand each other, and in obtaining egoistic goals and desires. We see how our world is becoming more and more round. We are perhaps not understanding this, that we don't want to understand each other. But in fact, we're becoming similar. So there are external changes in our culture and education between Japan and Europe and South America and Scandinavia. Sure, yes, but it's actually not something that disables us from getting closer to each other. And therefore, all of humanity ultimately comes to some stages of mixing together and becoming incorporated with each and every one. And what's interesting, what we still don't see completely, is that what happens with that group who went through a shattering, the group called Israel from ancient Babylon to this day, and how it's mingled with and involved with every piece and every place in the world. We don't yet understand what's happening here, how by being intertwined with everyone and going into each and every place, we'll see how that group is actually, it has to penetrate each and every layer of the will to receive of humanity and bestow there something from that general connection of the Kli of Adam HaRishon. We'll talk about these things. They still have to be well concluded, and then we'll better understand what's happening with us today as well in this whole mixing and mixture that's happening now in the world. We don't really understand how it works and how it defines the destiny of each and every family and each and every one, and where we are being pushed by these actions from above that the Creator puts us through. But soon we'll be able to talk about it more freely, and we will also have the inner ability to understand what's happening with us and all of humanity. These are very interesting things. All in all, it's the preparation of the Creator to correct His general Kli. Dudi, you just started.
לא, לא צוחק, זה מרתק, אני רוצה לשמוע עוד
מישהו. No, I'm not laughing, it's fascinating. I want to hear more about what you said now, that the result of this this group that was created in Babylon, the way it controls the world and what it does.
It's a group that the Creator orchestrates and navigates and puts them inside each and every nation, every part of humanity. They have to do some actions they don't even understand what they're doing. And the Creator, who as if puts them to sleep and then puts them in each and every place, by that he activates these actions of correction in all of humanity. And the results, well, bit by bit, we'll see how they unfold.
And what is the role right now in the system?
They don't know what is their role, but the role is to be the passageway, as it's written, that the people of Israel was made as a passageway between the Creator and all the nations of the world, because this group called Israel, to begin with, is comprised of all the qualities of the world, which still comes from and began in ancient Babylon, and that's how it exists. And so inside that group as well, because it is comprised of all the qualities of the nations of the world, that's why you see in that group itself, there's no calmness, no tranquility, no connection. Very difficult for them to be connected, and they can't connect, and they always contain many opposite directions and endless upheaval. Why? Unrest. Because they include all the desires of humanity, and therefore what they have results from the differences and opposites between all people of the world.
When will they come to this kind of unity? When will they calm down? And
when they understand their role and begin to take care of the connection between the Creator and all created beings, then they will know how they can be organized today, in what way, for what goal, how they need to be connected to the Creator. That's the role, and for that goal, they will connect and rise above their ego, being the greatest egoists and the most scattered.
Where is May Baruch in relation to that group? Who are they? A part, an internal part within them, or what is that?
May Baruch is a group that is already in the phases of correction. It's not literally inside that group of Israel. It's already beyond that, and it includes in it anyone who wants to join the correction of the world. And therefore, we are essentially a simulation of the future world, the future humanity. We want to build the form of the future humanity from within us, from the connection between us.
So the form of the future humanity that Bnei Baruch will establish, why is that not enough for the correction of the world? Why do we need that other group of Israel, the greater group that is spread all over the world?
No, that group of the people of Israel today, it's basically some sort of a foundation that still exists and will expand even more. But most important is how a group like Bnei Baruch, how it becomes broader and able to bring into itself more and more people from all nations and cultures, and that's how we will achieve corrections.
Can we say that the world is the new Israel?
Yes, of course. I don't want to call it this way because we already had these names before. But yes, it's really referred to as today's Israel. But there are other groups that will also come together. I hope that, well, the Creator has many paths, so to speak, that will connect with some others as well and find connection between us and the Creator. Key of One.
Dear Rav, you said that this group of which are today's Israel, they were supposed to penetrate all the levels of the desire. Is there some meaning to this? Are they supposed to correct all the levels of the desire?
Who are you referring to, the original group of Israel or Bnei Baruch?
The original Israel, the Jews all over the world, who are successful in all areas of life. Why is that?
Well, the fact they're successful in different forms of life, areas of life, that's a different question. But why does this group exist? Because we see that from this group, each time humanity absorbs new discernments. By which the people in that group, to begin with, determine the main trends of human development. We might not be so aware of it or conscious of it, but when there is someone special that determines something for humanity in this world, if you examine him deeply, if you're able to do it, then you will see that he probably comes from that group of Yisrael, because otherwise he wouldn't have that direction to get closer to the Creator and thus bring humanity close as well.
For us, for example, the Jew is the president, is or in the government. Is there some special meaning to that, or is that supposed to reflect some special correction?
Yes, probably. Probably, yes. It's a wonder that it happens like that, but it's truly interesting how in such an anti-Semitic country, you have all the managers, so to speak, are Jewish. On the one hand, on the other hand, it does give hope that you will succeed. If you don't kill them, if you don't take them off, then you'll achieve something.
Well, my question is about the desire, this original desire in which Israel are in. Is that supposed to work? Are they supposed to perform some corrections, these desires, or are they supposed to give up on all of the desires of the world and...
No, we're already in the last phase of the correction of the world, and therefore we are mixed with everyone, all of reality. Do you see what's happening in the world? You should see everything that's happening as corrections. It's all corrections. And therefore, this is this mixture that's already in the world, even though it happens through wars. But on the other hand, by wars, by the eruption of the ego, we can see that the corrections are very fast. And therefore, in this collision between Russia and the Ukraine, I do see fast progress of all of humanity towards correction. Many things are being clarified throughout everyone, Europe and Europe and America, and just wait and see what happens to the world economy with other eruptions in the world around it. These are big things, and we don't pay so much attention. But there is a collision in the collision between Ukraine and Russia. There is a collision here between not just nations, but it's cultures. It's a different form of human existence. Russians are presenting something completely different than the Ukrainians. They themselves don't understand it. The Ukrainians feel how different they are from the Russians. The Russians don't feel that different from the Ukrainians. And it depends on the level of development. But what do I want to say? Without passing criticism on anyone, we just have to see that there is now a deeper scrutiny that's happening in humanity. Where are we from? How do we advance? How should we connect? That's the main thing, not who's right and who's wrong, and each one putting pressure on the other, but how will we search for a way to connect where we will surely succeed, and otherwise we'll just keep fighting, and there is an end to it, but I don't think that it's worthwhile to go there. Ask, I'm not so hasty with these scrutinies because I don't want to be misunderstood here. Italy 1.
Caro Rav, la Torah.
Good morning, Rav. Dottor Rav, force me the love of friends, but I feel that within me everything is against this mitzvah, and mostly I feel that every effort is empty and I will never will enter the bestowal. I feel there is a nature completely opposite to mine, impossible to achieve. Is this a matter of doing a jump? How can I do this jump?
In such incidents, when I would say that towards the Creator, He would tell me, now you are a rag like I am. That until the final correction, until the very last action, which I still don't know what it is, until the very last stage, we are in states where we are opposite to the next corrected state. Right? Each time we fall and rise, fall and rise. And thus we advance. So don't despair and understand that each and every moment corrections are being made, and there's such small corrections that we can't follow, but tick, 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 it's always, always happening. Main thing is that we're all together, marching forward, holding on to the same system, the same intention. And one who falls from it, then he's carried by the friends, as we learn from the mutual guarantee, and that's how we advance. Yeah. And the result of our life, ultimately, is that we moved forward towards connecting with the upper force. That's it. Yes, Dudi.
I received two questions here. The first question is from Miguel from Mexico. He's translating. He wants to ask, is Bnei Baruch a part of that original group of ancient Babylon?
Today's Bnei Baruch are the same souls that belong to the exodus from Babylon. Yes, and close to them, and close to them. Otherwise, they wouldn't awaken these souls. Because the awakening begins from the central point and expands in like a spiral shape further and further.
Second question, you said that later on additional groups will join us. Which groups do you have in mind?
I'm talking about all kinds of people who connect and study all kinds of things they think of as spiritual. Some are just like we are, following the method of Bala Sulam or close to it. And I think that in the future we will be able to overcome all kinds of conditions and differences and different calculations, and we'll understand that the connection between us in order to overcome all kinds of we'll be able to overcome all kinds of external disturbances of connection. We'll be able to overcome that and connect.
Many times you warn us of coming closer or collaborating with other groups.
It'll come. It will come naturally. Of course, we have to stick to our path, and especially that we don't want to take on any other external shape. We want to look like normal people without any character of religion or any kind of thing like that. On the one hand, and then on the other hand, we only have to care about the inner connection. Meaning, what is generally customary in the world, in humanity, accepted as the Creator's, the general desire of the Creator, that this is how we dress and pass our time in work and life and family and so forth, so that in this way we'll only be moving towards inner connection between us and connection with Him.
Okay.
There are questions from the women that have accumulated, if you want to.
Yes, we have to, but we haven't finished item 16 yet.
Item 16, should we continue or start from the beginning?
Start from the beginning, item 16.
Item 16. In the above words, we find a way to understand what we learned above in items 3 and 4 about the contents of that mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. How the Torah compels us to do something that cannot be done. Indeed, know that for this reason, the Torah was not given to our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but was held until the Exodus from Egypt, when they came out and became a complete nation of 600,000 men of 20 years of age or more. For then each member of the nation was asked if he agreed to that exalted work.
This is the question that we're facing. Is each member of the nation agree? Does each member agree to this exalted work? Now, we're not talking to any nation or humanity yet, but to our small tens, our groups.
And once each and every one in the nation agreed to it, with all his heart and soul, and said, we will do and we will hear. Then it became possible to observe the whole of the Torah, and that which was previously impossible became possible. This is because it is certain that if 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard, so their friends will not lack a thing, and moreover, they engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, it is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, obeying all the conditions given in items 3 and 4. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his own needs? Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah. For now, they were capable of observing it. But before they grew into a complete nation, and certainly during the time of the fathers, who were unique in the land, they were not truly qualified to observe the Torah in its desirable form. Since with a small number of people, it is impossible to even begin with engagement in mitzvot between men and men to the extent of love your friend as yourself. This is why they were not given the Torah.
Alright, based on the lack of questions, I think we'll have to review these excerpts again and again, a few times. PT7.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. My question is, when we discover that it's impossible to be corrected, like a friend from Italy asked,
then you're happy. When you discover you can't correct, then you're happy that you've reached truth.
How is it possible to be happy when you discover you cannot correct yourself, but still you're looking forward to the end of correction, or?
No, to begin with, we're not going to correct anything. It's a big mistake of little children who think they can do something on their own. And the whole world is filled with these corruptions where everyone thinks they can fix the world. There's even such a term that's used, world reformers. You can't reform anything on your own, because you ourselves are broken and you are the source of all corruption.
So, we may feel that everything is corrupted, but we won't reach anywhere unless...
You can only raise your hands. It says that. Raises his hands towards God. And nothing but that is needed, just to ask the Creator to correct us, to fulfill us with His light, with His presence. That's all. By the Creator taking control over us, we'll be able to connect. Our desire can then be connected because the Creator is in control, and in His light, in His power, even the great egoists who hate each other will be able to connect above their ego. And then they'll be like a cake, where you have layers. Layers of the great ego, where everyone's there in that dark place, this negative coarseness towards each other, and above that, we'll cover it, we'll cap it with love between us, and we'll take control of each and every element of hatred with love. Because we are created beings, we can't exist in just one quality. That's why the Creator deliberately initially created the Kli in His force and then broke it. And so these qualities exist within us, both hate and love, and we have to clarify them and connect them correctly. And we're gonna do that. That's what we're gonna do.
How can you do it? Like you said a few days ago, I can't even give a friend my pillow. So how from this can I come to love of others?
This is called recognition of evil. That you truly are incapable of it, and you don't want it, and you'll never want it. But if you connect with a friend, and you awaken among you the force of the Creator that's hidden in the connection between the friends, and there isn't an ounce of bestowal in any one of you. The quality of the Creator does not reside in any of you. Only a spark. But if you connect, you can extract this power of the Creator, scrutinize it, and then you will work with it. That's what it's all about.
I still don't understand. How can we reach it? If I myself can't give a pillow, so my friend will give me a pillow, I don't understand.
None of us has a pillow. None of us wants to do anything good to the other. But by connecting, by asking the Creator to give us this ability, to give us this quality, this nature, we receive it from Him. It does not exist in any of us.
I don't know if I can take it upon myself.
Don't worry about it. Leave that to the Creator.
From
that it says, He who makes peace in heavens, He will make peace on us. He will come down to us. He will connect us and cover us with the force of love and bestow. That's His job. And the Creator will have the work, and on that day He will be one and His name is one. Don't worry. If you want it, it'll happen. Our job is to want.
How can I do it if I already don't want it?
The reforming light. How can you draw this light, this reforming light? By looking at the friends, and they also don't want it, but they are looking at one another and with envy, lust, and honor, all kinds of negative things. They start with this envy, lust, honor, each one relative to the other. Then, with this, through this negation, they draw the upper light onto them because they can't stand why the other is better than them. You understand how from negative things you get a positive result? How does a mother say to her child, look at this other kid, how he's successful, how he did things right. Look at him, do the same. So by awakening in him envy, lust, and honor, she helps him advance and become greater. That's how it is.
Ashdod
10.
Continuing the state of security after 20 years living in the Middle East, so, and coming from the ex-Soviet Union and through China, can you express your opinion about this whole state?
I did not understand what you're saying.
Fifteen years ago in the Middle East, was a security state.
I don't understand what you're saying. Someone understands what he's saying?
I think it's describing some state that happened 15 or 20 years ago, some state of security that is affecting China and Russia and...
I also don't get it.
I mean the whole state of security in the world and...
No. I don't agree to talk about such things where I don't understand what you mean, and we're not even talking about politics, we're talking about the correction of the world. I'm sorry. Help, ask the friends to help you ask correctly and ask again next time.
PT25. Maybe you answered it, but receiving the Torah in a collective manner, how can we depict that between us?
I also understand you.
We already went into the state of receiving the Torah, but every time it changes, Also, the desire, the vessel, how can I depict it between us?
Every day, there's a giving of the Torah. Each day, a different Torah, a different vessel, different light, and new conditions, and you need to accept it each day. PT 29.
Can we say that there's an egoistic connection and there's a connection of egoists, like a place and a fulfillment? You can fix the fulfillment but not the place.
Yeah, yes, yes. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Cuando el artículo dice que se necesita un...
Thank you, Rab. It says in the article
that
our forefathers weren't given the Torah because... Can we say that BBR in a quantity, that we have enough of a quantity to receive the Torah?
When they speak of a quantity, it refers to the size of the will to receive in them. When they came out of Babylon, if you can say that, if you can refer to it geographically or historically, across a timeline, they did not have a large enough will to receive that they had to work on. They didn't have mutual hate between them, for which they needed to receive the method of connection, the recognition of evil in their unconnected state, and so on and so forth. So they needed to reincarnate from that state called Babylon to the state called the land of Israel, and then to that state called land of Egypt, the desert of Sinai. And when they go through these stages, not by walking on the face of the planet from one place to another, but rather in their internal efforts, when they're going through those phenomena that the Creator is giving them, then they come to a state where they begin to understand that the purpose of creation resides above this life, that they don't live as animals locked in this kind of life. Rather, they have to rise above, since a person has to live for an eternal goal, to be incorporated in the eternal life. That do not depend so much on the corporeal state. All of that requires development. Even now, we are in this development, and many people, many nations, entire nations around the world are going through this development, one over the other.
Can we say that BB, we have this desire?
Whoever comes to our organization, to our studies, and remains in it, of course he has those questions about the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, and those are deep questions. He might not even feel it, but those questions grab him and they don't let him leave the path before he finds a solution. And although he sometimes falls and he rises, it's all along the way, because a thousand times a righteous person will fall and then get up, as it's written.
We
have to go to women.
Okay,
we'll stop in item 17 and go to women.
Toronto 1.
From Toronto 1. Why is it written the purification of the body instead of the purification of the will to receive?
It's the same. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, when we say the body, it's the will to receive. And this body can be corporeal, spiritual, doesn't matter, but it's always the will to receive is the body.
Unity 3, it's written in 16, teach us the whole Torah while standing on one leg. And they said in love of friends, because the purpose will be quicker, and you'll save yourself from mistakes. What does it mean that there are no mistakes if you work and love your friend as yourself?
If we wish to carry out all the commandments, meaning all the commands that the Torah is telling us to do in order to correct our soul, then in all we have to work with all the types and modes of the will to receive that exist in each and every one. In other words, we need to apply the intention to bestow on top of each and every desire in us, so nothing will remain for himself.
So what does it mean, no mistakes?
Then we will not be mistaken.
Question from the south. It's written in 15, you love your God with all your soul and all your might. What does it mean with all your essence?
Everything I can imagine to myself that belongs to me. In short, in every desire of yours, every thought of yours, all your intentions, everything you've got, you need to fill all these tendencies with love.
West 2. It's written in 16 that the Torah wasn't given to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What does it mean? What was their work back then?
They couldn't open up the vessel of their soul. Truthfully, because they did not have enough individual circles in each and every soul, rather only in a large number of people and in the general development of the will to receive over a large number of people in each and every one, then we come to the opening of the true will to receive that we can correct.
Women Hebrew, according to 16, if each and every one from the nation agrees to work in this exalted work, so what's that state that we become a nation, and what's that agreement we have to take in order to receive the Torah?
We have to reach a state where we all understand the goal, each one according to his or her level. We have to reach a state where each one agrees to advance towards the goal, each one according to his or her own level as much as they can. And the main thing we need is to agree that without mutual support, where each one obligates, commits for this mutual support in everyone, without it, we won't reach the goal. That I attain the goal, I attain my goal only on the condition that I help others, all my friends in the tent. That through them I reach the goal. Like it or not, it's like being in one boat and being with one responsibility, one kind of arvut, mutual guarantee.
Act 26. How to reach a greater purity when I discover more of a hatred towards a friend.
Excellent. If I reveal greater hate for my friends, then I need to understand that this is exactly the condition, the opportunity that the Creator is giving me now in order to come closer to the friends by revealing the hate and rejection.
She adds and says that she feels it's not mutual.
It's not important to me if it's mutual or not. I'm correcting myself. And I show it as an example to the friend.
Latin 22. It's written in 16 that they came out and were a whole nation, 600,000 people from 20 years and up. What does it mean?
Meaning they're able to understand and feel the relationship between them and the relationship of the Creator to them. 20 years means 10 spherot of direct light and 10 spherot of reflected light in the spiritual partsuf of each and every one.
PT6. Who are the friends that I pay for? What should they feel? Do they feel something in this action that I'm making an effort in?
Even if they don't feel it, it's working in them. And the feeling in their emotion will come later. It's possible that right now it's not felt.
Question from Odessa, to be happy in the evil that's being revealed and to want to correct. To ask the Creator, I understand, but there's only a concentration into the 10, and there's hatred to other 10s. Is that also on the path? Is that okay?
It's all on the path, and it's okay, but I don't understand why it's revealed so much and why it's worrying you so much. The main thing for us is to be connected inside the 10.
Maybe they mean hatred between 10s because of the war.
In the state of the war, we need to be careful that all those conditions that are now revealed between the warring sides in the corporeal war, that they won't influence our spiritual states. This is truly a state where love must cover all crimes. Love must cover all crimes. We have a very special, very important exercise ahead of us.
Kabu 2. Why is there a feeling that I'm always in a descent and my state is getting worse?
It's in order for us to relate correctly to the passing states. They come from the Creator, and for us to rise above the feelings of rejection, and we will reinforce the connection between us through mutual attraction.
Haifa 11. The correction of the world depends on our unity or dissemination.
The correction of the world depends on the connection between us and the connection of the whole world.
Again.
Of course it has to do with dissemination. It depends on dissemination. The connection of the entire world depends on our dissemination.
Women Hebrew, how can we awaken someone in the world to listen to us if their first awakening comes from above? Do we just prepare the area for the one that creates awakening?
Correct. Good. You said it correctly. We disseminate the material, but the one who actually gets it is the one whose heart was awakened by the Creator.
Is dissemination a commandment between a person and a place or towards his friend?
Both. In dissemination, we explain how we need to be connected between us in order to reach connection with the Creator.
Questions about the preparation. Is the right intention before we study that we want to learn for Lishma, to reach bestowal?
I didn't get it.
Is the right intention before we study that we want to reach Lishma and bestowal?
Of course.
Question from Odessa. Kabbalists prayed for 2 hours before the lesson in order to scrutinize what prevents them to turn to the Creator through the center of the tent. How can we scrutinize it if only few people come to the tent, one or two?
That's a problem. If out of the entire ten, only one or two are there at the beginning of the lesson, then you have no one to pray with. So pray by yourself. When you wake up and you're alone in the lesson, pray for the whole ten. That will also help. It will help you and help them.
I understand that we have to sharpen our intention for the studies. Do we have to keep working on the intention during the lesson?
Yeah, of course, during the lesson, and we're talking about it.
That's it for now.
Okay, Dudi, we're back, or a song.
There are more questions of the men. So, song, what?
Moscow 7. Let's do this. Moscow 7.
Да, Раф, сегодня вы сказали такую базовую вещь о том, что.
Yes, Rav, you said something basic about
это не просто противостояние.
The state that's taking place now. It's not just a dispute between nations, but it's cultures.
Правильно ли я понимаю, что это
civilizations?
Противостояние это между традиционными ценностями.
If I understand correctly, the main dispute is between the conservative values in the East to the West.
I don't think this is the problem, and we shouldn't get into these discernments of culture and philosophy and the characteristics of the nation. It won't help us. We won't be able to scrutinize it because we don't know deep enough the foundations that exist in people. So this attitude won't help us. Rather, for the time being, we need to understand that it's not as we had initially thought about it, that there's one people, rather there are two peoples, two nations, Russians and Ukrainians, and we need to let each one exist without obligating it by the other. Since oppression is the worst thing that can ever be, it doesn't go hand in hand with the correction of the world. It cannot be. When I hear someone says that they want to obligate someone for peace, it sounds like the worst thing possible. How can you obligate people to be in peace? Tell me. Love is something that has to come from the heart. Shalom, peace, is shlemut, wholeness. It can be only from the heart. How can you apply pressure and beat up people and get it to a state where they love you? No, it can be such a love where a person doesn't want to come to blows. He'll never be able to love the one who is beating him. It's not according to the nature of our will to receive. It will be a lie, and each time it will pop up and reveal itself differently. We should not do it. And in general, we need to understand that we live in the time where it's impossible to obligate one another, rather only through explanation, where we teach a person how to open his heart to the upper force, to the force of love and bestowal, only by bestowing to one another. But not teaching each other war, but on the contrary, we come to a state, as it's written in Isaiah, we should not rise brother against brother, nation against nation. We have to understand that in our time, as much as we are capable of it, as much as we are capable of fighting with one another, we're not capable of correcting anything with that. Internet.
PT3. In 16, it says that with a small amount of people, you can't start the commandments between man and his friend. So the question is, why can't we do it with a small quantity? We're intense, and it's even written that you can do it between two.
So here it's talking about the giving from above down. You cannot give to a 10 from above. You cannot give a 10 a certain Torah. If there's no foundation around this group, there has to be such an atmosphere, surrounding light that surrounds this 10, and in this way they can advance. Otherwise, you can't. The purpose of humanity is applied to everyone, as he's saying, black, white, red, it doesn't matter whom. They should all enter the same connection of love between everyone, to go back to the form of one man.
Miguel from Latin 7, about the number of people needed to receive the Torah. Do we have enough of those people in BB?
Let's hope that we will. Next.
Germany, what obligation has to awaken in a person while receiving the Torah?
An obligation? Through the studies, a person awakens within him the fundamentals of nature. There's nothing artificial here. Rather, we awaken the light that is at the foundation of nature, the center of our spiritual galaxy, and that light influences all of us, and it pulls us towards connection, towards our center, the center of all of our of the desires, in fact, in the Creator.
PT30, you said you can obligate to love, but it feels that the Creator is obligating us to love in every moment. Otherwise, how can we explain the suffering we're getting from Him?
On that, it says first by coercion and then by desire. Willingly. Meaning we cannot obligate one another to love one another, that's clear, but through the opposite actions, through blows and troubles, we can explain to each other that we have no choice, but we must come closer to one another and love. Okay, it's enough for us. PT5.
According to what I understand from the article, in order to reach the state that we can work with the Torah, we need to reach a state of readiness, of arvut. And the recommendation here is first to engage in the commandments between a person and his friend. meaning in the relationships between us, before we start dealing with the Creator.
Yes.
Now, we're investing a lot in trying to bring the Creator into all kinds of actions, the intention to bestow, and so on. How do we combine it correctly?
If you're talking about the correction of the intention, then certainly for that you need the Creator, since without it you won't be able to correct the intentions. You can't correct the relationship between you unless you include the Creator in it.
But as he writes here in 14, that when I search for the Creator, so there's nobody to do it, meaning I don't have the same criticism like before the friends.
But together with working in such things, you gradually begin to feel how you support one another, you obligate one another.
Correct, and that's the Creator?
Yes. That's it, Dudi. What's up?
Let's have a song.
And then?
Then we'll decide.
Rise to a new degree, you and me, right here and now we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear, that's all we know, there's none else besides him and we won't let go. It's coming true, we are breaking through, we are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand, out of this desert into a new land. Oh,